This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey guys, this is Dr. Vic, and before we get into today's episode, I wanted to share with you my new book that has just been released on Amazon called Decoding the Matrix. This book is all about understanding the conditioning of how life shapes our mind and shapes our subconscious that may put limits on us to achieve the life we desire, to understand and actualize our potential and the impact that's going to make on a soul level, but more importantly, accelerate your spiritual awakening. This book is something I wish I had years and years ago, and it has been, the reviews that are coming in has just been absolutely amazing. People sharing how this gives them the insight of living a more fulfilled life, how to really level up, how they can live a limitless life, how they can create their own create the impossible, and so much more. You can get access to the book by just checking out the show notes, click on the link there, and you can go ahead and get the book today. And then do me a favor, once you have read it and once you have gone through with it, please share a review on Amazon if you liked it. It helps get the book and the message out there. Now let's get back to our show. Hey guys, Dr. Vic here, and you're listening to another episode on the Mindful Experiment. I hope summer has been treating you well. This is the summer solstice. This is the time of shifting in now to summer from our new beginnings in spring to now things have rooted a little bit, right? We got some momentum moving here, and now the earth shifts into its new solstice, which is summer. Unless you are in the southern hemisphere, then that is the winter is here for you. But yeah, it's been exciting. A lot of good things happening in my world. Soon to be a dad. It's kind of exciting. I think it's going to be here in a week or two. It's looking pretty cool. It's like an exciting thing to embark on, and I just look forward to the whole journey and everything from there. Some good news. If you have not checked out Decoding the Matrix yet, I highly recommend doing that. It ranked in the top One category was almost, it was in the top 20 in one category, top 30 in a couple others. And so not too bad. We're getting the word out there, you know, share it with people. The reviews that have been coming in have been absolutely just stunning. I love it. For me, there's a vision to why I write the book and the feeling and the connection and just sharing my heart, and to see the feedback being such a huge positive and a lot of transformational stories that have been coming out of it. I'm very excited. Highly recommend. Get it checked out. It's in the show notes. Go ahead. You got it on Kindle and paperback. Audible should be coming out. It's been under review for the last week or two, so that should be coming out very, very soon. So definitely take a look. And if you want, you can get the first free chapter of the book. If you're kind of hesitant on it, I do have that in the show notes also for you. Today's topic, you know, I was discussing, and this came up before. I used to have this mindset, I used to have this mentality that I thought I had a problem once I heard something or a podcast or a book, I solved it and I was good and I can move forward. I thought this would be something worth sharing and understanding that mindset, because it's actually a limited mindset. It's a fixed mindset. It's kind of like in health. With what I do as a chiropractor, it's one of those things where we don't focus on, oh, you have this, so we do this kind of a treatment basis. That's not chiropractic. It's a holistic model. It's looking at all the reasons of what created that, and then what are the things we can do to not only help with that aspect, but every other aspect of your health. It's more of a holistic approach. And so what happens with, and I hear this often, you know, people are like, man, doc, your video, or I heard that podcast, it solved what I needed. Man, thank you so much. And I'm always like, hey, that's great. I'm glad I can help. Love to dive deeper, because what happens in life is if you think you it's this one issue and you solved it and now all your problems are gone, that's a huge red flag, because there's always stuff. There's always things that go on. And when you grasp something one time does not mean you have it. It's going to take continual work. And usually it takes about 30 days, sometimes even less than that, to where the pattern's going to come in, and then all of a sudden you think it's there, and then a month or two later you're not there anymore. And next thing you know, you're looking at the next thing. You're looking at the next, well, that wasn't it. It was this issue now. Well, it's not this issue. It's that issue. And it's very fixed mindset, because you think it's just this one thing. It's a linear process. But in reality, it's really looking at everything as a whole. Knowing that things are going to come up, but how do I learn and grow and evolve from this? How do I take this one thing and multitude it as wide and as deep as I can? How can I allow that one thing to get me even closer to the future self that I'm chasing? Right? That's a different perspective. And when we can look at that from that angle, that's growth. You're going to get more out of it. And you know, it's not a here's my solution kind of a thing. It's not here, I'm going to take a pill and it took away my pain, so I'm good for now until this gets worse or this gets, you know what I mean? Because the blind spot's still there. It's actually a blind spot in itself when we think intellectually, when we think that this is what my issue is. And a lot of times when I'm coaching individuals, especially business owners and chiropractors, it's one of those things where they think their only problem is this. And I always tell them, like, for a chiropractor, it's easy to explain that, because I look and say, when your patient comes into your office and they come in with back pain or headaches or neck pain or digestive issues or whatever, is that the real reason why it's there? Is that the main problem? Is that the only problem that's there? And we all know that there's multitude of layers and multitude of, you know, this existing that has led to that. We know it's the weakest link. And the same thing when it comes to business and life, there's things that are going to show up. And you may think, oh, that's the thing I needed to hear. In reality, there's so much more to that. And you hear people talk about this often on self-help and personal development. Like, I heard this one quote and it changed my life. I really don't believe it initially changed their life in that moment. It created a different perspective. They put on a different lenses or focus in life. And it started to have them look into a different direction. And then there's this whole work and process that has to come behind that to really grasp and get to that level. So the point I'm trying to share here is that you should not be always thinking that, oh, this is my one issue, and once I solve this, I'm good. Instead, you look at it from, this is what I'm working on right now that's going to help me get closer to my future self. It's going to help me evolve and grow and expand in the way that I need to create the dream life that I'm choosing to have. And when you start to come from that perspective, like I said earlier, it's going to be that huge mind shift, because now it's not all one and done. It's, this is what I'm focusing on right now. Here's what I'm going to put all my energy to. I'm going to be present to this. And then when I'm done with this, then I'll move on to the next. When I feel like I absorbed and mastered this, then I'm going to go on to the next. And the reason why I bring this up is because I fell in this trap, and I see so many people do this, where they listen to a podcast, and what's the next one? They finish all the episodes, what's the next podcast I can follow? What's the next book I can read? What's the next this I can do? We do this, people do this with Netflix, right? You finish one TV show, or maybe you watch 10 that were recommended, and now all of a sudden you're like, what's the next? What's the next? What's the next? And we're just constantly consuming. And it's not the process of being with it, taking it in. And I was the opposite. I was that. I was that consumer. 80 to 120 books a year. My max I hit was like 132 or something like that. And I was podcasts and videos and motivational videos and self-help and you name it. Every morning, getting into the mindset, getting to state, getting to all this stuff. And it was always, what's the next thing? It wasn't what I needed. It was, what's the next 10 business books to help you elevate in life? What are the leaders saying? And I'm going to read them all, right? And that's a conditioning mindset. That's a loss of not growing on the pace of what matter or in your path and what matters for you. And so you have to, what I did was for the next 6 years of my career, 7 years, I stopped and I just focused on what I need to work on each and every moment. And I took that and harnessed it. And if I couldn't figure something out, guess what? I hire a coach or I do a workshop or I take some classes till I can figure it out and master it. Not just, oh, great. When I did that, let me put a check mark there and let me move forward. And a lot of times that's what we're doing in this society that we live in. And what you're doing is you're going to be in a trap. It's like a dog trying to catch its tail. It's never going to get it. And even though you may feel in the moment you do, that's that short-term high, I call it. It's that dopamine kick that you feel like you solved something. But in a month or two later, it's right back where it was. You have to look long-term in many of these facets. You have to really absorb things. This is why when I work with clients, I tell them, stop reading everything. They get copies of all three of my books, and I tell them, read those books back to front to cover, whichever one felt the most, that like you felt a positive vibe, read that one over and over, focus on the course that I have, and then we'll focus on our coaching. And that's, in the more focused you can be there, then all of a sudden it becomes a game changer. I don't want them looking at other things or reading other things in the beginning, at least, because of this process. I want you to absorb and master this. Because if you master this, then all of a sudden, these are my success stories I get where someone gets 30, 40, 50% growth in sales in just 1 month of coaching with me. Or they had 100% plus in profits. Or they changed their whole life around. Or now they've written 2 books and now they have online courses and a bunch of other things. Or they doubled their business in 6 months. I mean, these things happen. Doesn't happen for everybody in those 6 months or the prior period because it depends on the individual. It's just like when I was in chiropractic and someone will ask me, hey, doc, when will I get out of pain? Or when will I start to feel better? Or when will my child start to not have constipation anymore? I don't know that. There's so many variables that are going to play a role in that. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I know it will. And here are 2 things I know for sure. And it's the same thing I'm saying with my clients. This is the same thing in chiropractic. If you show up consistent, okay, consistency is key. You got to show up and be consistent. I tell them, and as long as you follow to the care plan, to the vision, to the plan, to the mapped out what we have here in the beginning, you will get there. It's going to happen. The law of attraction works. I'm working on your vibe to get it to a certain level. And once we get there, you're going to experience that. But we don't know the time frame of getting there. Don't rush it, because when you want to rush it, what you end up doing is creating resistance, and it makes it harder or takes it longer to get to that point. So if you really like this episode, keep listening to it over and over and over again until you really ingrained it in you. And when you know you ingrain something in you, you are doing that because you understood the energy of what I'm sharing here. You understood the information from a vibrational standpoint. And once that happens, when you're being that, then the doing just automatically happens pretty much. And all of a sudden you start to think in that way. So that's what I got for you guys today. A lot of great things going on. So make sure if you want a free copy, first chapter of the book, check it out below. I will be starting to do podcasts. I'm coming back on right now. As soon as the baby's born here, I'm going to probably be taking again another few weeks off here for the next couple weeks. So you'll be seeing more interviews coming up again. And then I'm going to be coming back on and I'm going to do a whole series of each chapter of my book and going through what was the concepts, why did I share this, what was important here, what's the thing to get out of, and so much more. So if you read the book and then going with it through me in that journey, that'd be really great. So we're going to map that out for the next 11 weeks, starting in sometime mid, end of July. So be ready for that. But that's what I got for you guys. Check out the book. And hey guys, as always, if you're looking, there's two things I want to share. We've come out with an online course. We have not marketed yet, but I am sharing it to my community on the podcast there. Is if you're looking for something to help you understand the basic essentials of financials, so how to make more money, in other words, in your life. Doesn't matter if you're a business owner, you're in your own career, whatever it is. I'm going to teach you, and it's a 5-week course, but I give you an extra week bonus. So it's 6 weeks. If you go ahead and you go through this course, it's going to help you elevate your mind to understand how to make more money in the essence of from a vibrational, a mindset, limiting beliefs, the baggage, how to really transform yourself. So this was by popular demand. People kept asking, you know, some people were like, I don't own a business, so coaching's out of the realm, but do you have anything with classes? And so after being asked for a few times, I started to say, you know what, I'll put a class together if you're interested. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. And so now the class is just starting to be underway. The feedback has been absolutely monumental. A lot of game changing already happening for people's mindset and seeing how they were stuck in certain ways. And so if this is something that's interest of you, like I said, we're not marketing out to the public yet, but if it is an interest to you, go ahead, scroll down. There's a link in the show notes for you to connect. And just you can put your information in there and I can get you some of that info over to you. Greatly appreciate y'all. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.